Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Political scientist Lara Greaves is predicting an upsurge of support for the Greens after the election of Chloe Swarbrick as co-leader. She says the 29-year-old Auckland Central MP has a high social general media profile, which gives her a position of strength. Dr. Greaves says she will also benefit from Labor's election strategy of rejecting a wealth tax and capital gains tax.
We know that there are a lot of young Māori are a young population, a lot of young people in the cities generally, and Chloe Swarbrick is really talking a lot about economic issues and about the tax system and fairness and things of that nature. And so that's likely to be fairly popular within that sort of more broader socially liberal green platform are those economic issues.
Associate Environment Minister Andrew Hoggard says the requirement for councils to comply with the significant natural areas provisions of the National Policy Statement for Indigenous Biodiversity will be put on hold for 3 years while the government replaces the Resource Management Act. He says the move is in line with the coalition agreement, as ACT believes SNAs represent a confiscation of property rights and undermine conservation efforts by the people who make a living from the environment. He's also asked for a review of existing SNAs implemented by councils. Green Party Environment spokesperson Lan Pham says the government's slash-and-burn approach to environmental regulation will fuel the decline of Aotearoa's unique natural estate. Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency Chair Merepekaro Kawatate says the government's claim it is going to fix the housing situation by moving families with children out of motels and into homes isn't currently realistic. The former Rotorua Lakes District Councillor says in her city, motels were used because there was nowhere else for people to go. She says the government hasn't thought through the issue because everyone had urgent housing needs when they were put in a motel by the Ministry for Social Development.
Really, they should have been talking to the funders, the providers and the families and get a really good handle on what are their needs. But you just can't dream up houses and wish them into existence because the housing stock isn't there right now.
Te Karua Rāwhiti MP Kushla Tangair Emanuel says her constituents along Highway 35 are being shafted by National. The iconic road across the east coast is not included in the government's roads of national significance despite its vulnerability to severe weather events. Transport Minister Simeon Brown's 15 priority roading projects include upgrading the Brendoran Road and Expressway from Warkworth to Welsford, the East-West Link in Auckland, a Hawke's Bay Expressway, and a second Mount Victoria Tunnel. Ms. Tangari Manuel says Te Tai Rāwhiti is being pushed to the side despite the contribution it makes to the economy.
It was quite clear to me in the House when they're standing up and doing their patsy questions about roads here, there and everywhere, which a Labour started, not once since I've been the MP have I heard State Highway 35 mentioned. Well, I'll be mentioning it.
And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!